Hello, Nina.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm always good, but sometimes it's a little more challenging than others.
Such is life.
Yeah,
How are you handling the challenges?
Oh, I'm good. It just kind of, it's. I'm not surprised because we have this big weekend coming up, and so it feels like a lot of things have been stirred. And I think I'm handling them well. I'm just, being with them and not doing anything unusual.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, that's a beautiful segue in. It's true when we start to move towards something that's going to open us up to a greater expansion or awareness, sometimes we're tested to see which door we will open. So, with that, let's go into our prayer to get us into connection and to our center, into some good wisdom from above and from within. It's good to be back here to join in our community prayer. I thank all of our beautiful community members who step in when the need is there for us to have continuity and to keep rolling with the transmissions of communion with the divine. And saying hello and greetings to our friends and family that are here to join us this evening. Especially if there's anyone new, we welcome you with open hearts and receive you with a big smile, just acknowledging the importance of showing up and joining together in one heart, one prayer, one intent to make a difference, to make a difference in the way we perceive life and to also make a difference in the world by changing ourselves, by working on getting us in our center. So thank you for showing up, inviting everyone to take a few deep, conscious breaths. And actually, as you're doing that, to slow down your breath and really focusing on the lower abdomen to breathe deeply in there. Remembering that when we are doing shallow breathing, we're in our mind, we're in fear. And one easy way to get out of that into the heart and into the truth is to breathe deep into our abdomen. So, doing that together to help us to enter into present moment time, to help us to recognize that all the things that we thought were important are just thoughts. And so we can let them go and rise up right here, right now, feeling the breath of life, feeling the grace of the divine, feeling our own holy presence that is moving through this sacred vehicle. And connecting in with this sacred vehicle of our bodies, our temples, and just taking a moment to acknowledge them and the ways in which we have neglected them, asking for forgiveness, and perhaps even scanning our body in the areas where there's tension or tightness to send our love and to work to surrender the holding, to let go. Let go. All of my sessions yesterday, if I was going to sum up the synopsis of the importance of the message that came through, it would be to let go. So inviting us to consider letting go wherever we are holding on, wherever we're holding on to the need to be right, where we're holding on to those things that we stew about in our minds over and over again, to let that go and to make space for truth. to make space for love, to make space for God. And as we're doing that, we are calling upon our Father Creator at this time to bless and anoint us, to fill up those spaces where we have occupied them with the chatter of the distortion of your love. And so at this time, we humbly let those go and we invite you in, Father, Holy Mother, with your majestic presence of grace to hold us, to nurture us, to whisper into us the sweetness of your love. And surrendering deeper into your arms, into the arms of the infinite, into the arms of our Mother, Father God. And going deeper as we let go to open our hearts, to yield our minds. We call upon the angels and archangels and the ascended masters that work for the higher planes of attunement, that work for you, Creator, the Creator beings. We call upon you and we ask that you sponsor this prayer. All those prayers that are in our hearts and that we might not even know how to formulate, what is beneath our worries, what is the truth of our prayers. Asking for you to read them and to sponsor them for your blessings, for your goodness to prevail, for the sanctions of your holiness to wash us clean, to bring brightness to those days where things feel heavy, to help us to lighten up. To not take ourselves so seriously, to be free, to find the liberty to be ourselves, to be authentic, to have forgiveness in our hearts, to not live based on our history of what we think we know. To let it all go and be reborn from moment to moment, encountering each other new, seeing each other, seeing ourselves in the other, recognizing that there actually is no other. Wash us clean so that we can elevate into this higher understanding of the truth and to see ourselves and each other through the eyes of compassion. Help us to be more grateful for what we have versus what we don't have. Help us to let go of expectations so that we could recognize how loved we are and we can spend more time on receiving what is rather than focusing on what is not. Give us this day where we can really celebrate in the glory of faith in you, Creator, Holy Mother, where we can put down those worries and celebrate our victories, where we can smile deep within and emanate out to all of creation, where we can follow the call where you are asking us to be of service. And in that service, that we can grow deeper in our faith and in our understanding that all of life is eternal and inspire us to grow deeper on the path in communion with you, walking the road of aligning our will with divine will, and in the process, expanding. Celebrating, excelling in joy and creativity and happiness and generosity. taking a moment to bow our heads today to be grateful, to see perhaps where the shadows have kept us from seeing all of the beauty in our lives, all of the goodness, and help us to focus more on that versus on the I am not. And as we are growing in this prayer of truth, of sovereignty, of peace, of tranquility, that our essence can prevail and move out into the world and infiltrate the sound waves, the holy sacred waters, our Mother Earth, with this higher frequency attunement to alchemize, to uplift, to rejoice, to bring union, to bring love, to bring vitality, to bring celebration. May this continue to ripple out to humanity, especially to those who are lost on this day, who are feeling divided, who are feeling alone, who are feeling at a loss, that somehow we sponsor this prayer that the grace of our love and the grace of your love, Creator, Mother, can find them, can unlock the bondage and replace it with your love, with your warm embrace. And leading into our prayer requests this evening, we want to lift up a very special man by the name of Manuel da Silva, who just passed away, just blessing his soul and sponsoring this, asking for the masters and angels and archangels and the higher planes of attunement to take him to his rightful place, to his holding place, to the next place where he can be greeted by the divine, be touched by the grace and love, and that his beautiful family, his wife, his daughter, Lizzie Lullaberty, can feel this prayer, can feel the goodness of that connection with God, and somehow receive the sanctions of your divine light through this time. Lifting up a dear brother by the name of Brooklyn Baptiste, who's in the ICU and has been really battling with a systemic infection. And so we are praying here, calling on Archangel Raphael to enter into his sphere, to bring in the green healing ray around his lungs and his heart and his soul and his mind, blanketing him with goodness, with healing, with love, the spirit of the eagle, to take this prayer to him, to give him a great doctoring and a blessing. And for all those who love him to feel this grace. Lifting up a dear friend by the name of Chris Quattro, who's going through a difficult time, going through despair and loss, and just praying for that spirit of despair to be casted out in the name of Christ, to replace it with your holy love and light, to sponsor that, to bring in divine understanding and compassion and open pathways and doorways for him to get back on track with the truth, with his heart. And for all those who are out there on the planet at this time who go through those types of suffering, of feeling alone and separate, we're praying for God to come in and to illuminate those areas with grace and understanding so that we can let go and open up and recognize that we are not alone, that we are one with God, with divine love within our own hearts and all around us. And it is up to us to let go, to receive that knowing, to open up, to no longer play small, to not have to hide, to be in the grandness of our divinity. And then we sponsor these prayers, sponsor continued prayers for our Divine Mother Sacred Rose Project for our retreat this weekend, the sanctions of your holy love, Mother, to bless and anoint the roses, the altar, our songs, our prayers with the utmost impeccability of your holy love and your divinity and your sovereign protection and elevation and beauty, so that these sacred objects can be a power object that can help those in the world to remember your grace and to know that we are not separate. To echo out to the world these teachings, calling forth those who are ready to come to receive, to go to the next level, to find their way in so that they can receive the transmissions of the extraordinary wisdom that is coming through that you are wanting to get out there into humanity. Praying for love in our hearts, joy in our hearts, to continue this day and to continue this week, to not withhold our love, to be generous and to be grateful. We say these prayers always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Teotihuacan.
Mateo, thank you, Nina, for reminding us always to come into our center and breathe deeply with awareness so we can feel our holy presence and the divine presence that is always within and around us, to surrender the holding and let go into now and grace, to be reborn from moment to moment and recognize that there really is no other, and elevate into this higher understanding that we can excel in our beingness with love, joy, and generosity, so we can focus on the I am and lift ourselves and those around us to bring vitality and celebration into the world and uplift all of humanity.
Thank you. So beautiful. Thank you so much, Ian.
You're so welcome. So yeah, we have a really beautiful project happening in honor of the Holy Mother, and this month, the month of May, is the month of the Mother. And this evening, there's a, I don't even want to call it a, I'm just going to say what it is, Sacred Remembrance, a Divine Mother series. So this is beginning tonight and tomorrow, and there'll be another recording sent out after this weekend. And these are really profound opportunities here. They're really unlike any of the other offerings, and they're deep. And the mother will be offering messages that are pertinent with this time, and they'll be coming through our beloved Nina. So I hope to see you there. I'll certainly be there. And if you're interested, we are offering a Divine Mother Essence at a discount rate for the class. And yeah, I'm sure you've heard me talk about how much I love the essences.
Yes, we have our class starting tonight. The mother's already, she's been really strongly moving through this month with our intent and all of the power spots that we just went to and leading into this weekend retreat. So she is ripe and ready to go. I could say that because I sat with her a little bit earlier just to get a little snippet of her messages that want to come through. And always it is pertinent, as Ian said, to this moment in time. What are those messages that are wanting to be conveyed to help us to really stand strong in our sovereignty and our spirit of peace and our strength and in our love? So if you would like to join us, we're starting in a half hour.
Hallelujah.
And if, yeah, thank you. If there's a way, I don't know if there's a way where people need to know how to reach out to sign on, but maybe say that before we hang up.
Yeah, so you can email A New Earth Movement. You can also just PayPal A New Earth Movement, the cost of the class, which is $110 for the whole thing, including the essence, and it's $83 just for the series. So you can PayPal a new earth movement at gmail.com and you will get the link for the class within minutes, I'm sure.
Sounds good. And if you can't be there live, you get the recordings. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So I'll see whoever is going to be there, will be with you. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Nina, and thank you all. May you go in peace.